children. What cute costumes you're wearing, Have I got a treat for you?
Well, great. We were going to go straight into this spooky thing, but we can't because there's an ad. Because every video has an ad. This is how it works these days. You can't watch anything without an ad. Here's an ad for Google or some bullshit. Phone by Google. Introducing Pixel. Okay. Here is some audio for you today. What you're listening to. This is Alessandro Moreschi, who was a castrato singer of the late 19th century. Now you might be wondering, what is a castrato? Well, it's a type of classical male singing voice equivalent to that of a soprano, mezzo-soprano, or contralto. The voice is produced by castration of the singer before puberty. Or it occurs in one who, due to an endocrinological condition, never reaches sexual maturity. So there you go. So basically, what we've got is this dude who was castrated, which is apparently a process also known as gonadectomy, which sounds very unofficial. Gonadectomy. A ballectomy. Sometimes can be just the wiener, sometimes just the ball, sometimes a little bit of both. Looks like. Now there's a picture of this happening in like 1466, and the guy who's getting castrated looks like he's like, I'm doing great. Why would you do this to people? Here's a guy getting punished in the Middle Ages via castration. Now that I get. So apparently it was frequently used for religious or social reasons in certain cultures. So castrated men were often admitted to special social classes and were used particularly to staff bureaucracies and palace households. In particular, the harem. Which I guess that makes sense, right? You're like, well, I guess if this dude has no balls, what's he going to do in the harem? And now he can just work in the harem. I think I'd just be like, can you just give me a job in, like, maybe some other spot? Now, see, in ancient times, this often involved the total removal of all male genitalia. This involved great danger of death due to bleeding or infection, and in some states, such as the Byzantine Empire, was seen as the same as a death sentence. Removal of only the testicles had much less risk. I like how it's like only losing the testicles had less risk, because, I mean, you just don't have balls. What's the risk? Well, the risk is that you don't have... Well, it's not even a risk. You're not going to have the balls, right? But that's just how it goes. So I guess what we're hearing here... Sorry, I got to find some more music for you guys. We just ran out. Oh, here's a full CD. So now apparently he was like the last one of his kind. you know, let me go back here. So basically, he, as far as they know, his singing ability came to the notice of this guy who was part of the Sistine Chapel Choir, who was a talent scout, right? Which is interesting, because it's like, okay, wait a second. If I knew back then, they're like, well, they might remove your stuff. I'd be like, oh, okay, so when the scouts come in, maybe I'm not going to bust my ass singing, right? So he became a student somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And then, I guess the Pope has these singers, right? Oh, God. Isn't that bizarre sounding? Let's see. Sistine Chapel Choir. I'm trying to find out exactly when the castration part happened. So apparently these recordings were made in like 1902 or 1904. And basically like this was when the last, you know, when they were like, maybe we should stop, you know, doing these, doing this stuff, right? So there was an old pope or something who was like, no, I'm really into this. But then others, the new ones were like, maybe not. Maybe we should just have boys do it. And then, you know, when they change, whatever. We'll just call it a day. So there you go. He died at, the guy died when he was 63. I'm not seeing, you know, it's weird that there's no note of his, exactly when this happened. I mean, it must happen in here, right? Let's see. Well, himself wants a fine castrato soprano. Anyway. What a weird thing. I don't know if this is so much the horror of like, you know, can you believe that they would cut someone's balls off? I mean, that's pretty horrible. But also that it's like, I mean, this was like in the early 1900s, not like a super long time ago. But also that like, this, what we're hearing is like desirable. Like, you know, that they're like, in order to get this, we're going to go ahead and, you know, chop this off. So there you go. Now, critical opinion is divided about these recordings. Some say they are of little interest other than the novelty of preserving the voice of a castrato, and that he was a mediocre singer, while others detect the remains of a talented singer, unfortunately past his prime by the time he recorded. He was in his mid-40s when he made the recording, so that's probably true, right? But, you know, much of the difficulty, some say, is because listening to the styles today versus what we preferred in the past. His vocal styles certainly seem to grate on modern ears, but many of the seemingly imperfect vocal attacks, for example, are in fact grace notes, launched from as much as a tenth below the note. In Moreschi's case, this seems to have been a long-standing means of drawing on the particular acoustics of the Sistine Chapel itself. The dated aesthetic of the singing involved extreme passion and a perpetual type of salve, often sounds bizarre to the modern listener and can be misinterpreted as technical weakness or symptomatic of an aging voice. Wow. So there you go. This is what we get when we, you know, do the old ball chopping off here in order to get this beautiful, not at all frightening singing. Now, I think that these recordings, because they were in the early 1900s, are in the public domain. So really, if you're making a horror movie of some kind, this would be a great record to have somebody put on. Oh, I found a wax cylinder. I wonder what's on it. And then they put this on and they're like, this is pretty fucking crazy. Now, it does say, okay, wait a second. It says it is possible that he was born with an inguinal hernia for which castration was thought to be a cure. But another possibility is he castrated in 1865. which would have been more in line with the centuries-old practice of castrating vocally talented boys well before puberty. In any case, much later in life, he referred to his enjoyment of singing as a boy in the chapel just outside his native town. There you go. So it could have been a thing they did because they didn't know medicine, or it could be a thing they did because they didn't know that it would be monstrous. I mean, that'd be like if, you know, today they're like, well, I really think Lady Gaga's pretty good. Let's, like, cut off her leg or something. Right? That probably will keep things going. All right, everybody. Well, that's Alessandro Moreschi. And Pete, signing off.